This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. Fortuna police have arrested two suspects wanted in connection with a burglary at a Hydesville residence that took place on Wednesday after receiving an anonymous tip. The sheriff's office is investigating the break-in, and yesterday they released a photo of a pickup truck connected to the burglary. That truck had been seen parked near the Hydesville Fire Department while the break-in was underway, and a few hours after the photo was released, it was seen in the city of Fortuna. Fortuna police responded and arrested two unidentified suspects, and they recovered items stolen from the residence. Sheriff's detectives responded to the scene to gather evidence, and the investigation is ongoing. The sheriff's office expects to release additional information later today. The Six Rivers National Forest reports that a wildfire has ignited in the Soames Bar area, and personnel have been dispatched to the scene. The Marble Fire had burned about 100 acres by yesterday evening, and the fire does threaten nearby homes and outbuildings, including Patterson Ranch and Marble Mountain Ranch. The fire is burning in steep, rugged terrain east of Highway 96 and south of Stanshall Road. 120 personnel have been assigned to the blaze, and we expect additional information as the day progresses. Six Rivers Supervisor Michael Green said that the fire is an all-hands effort and that containment lines are being built to slow the spread. Two small wildfires in Mendocino County have been contained. CAL FIRE reports that the Grade Fire burning south of Willits is nearly fully contained after it scorched about 1,000 acres. And further south, the small 20-acre Range Fire burning west of Ukiah is now fully contained. Jordan Christmas has news from Mendocino County.
22-year-old Weston Riley, the Covelo resident who was wanted for firing shots at two men in Covelo on July 11th, was located and booked into county jail. Riley arrived at his mother's residence on the morning of July 11th, demanding a vehicle from a woman who was house-sitting at the time. After being denied, Riley returned to the residence later in the afternoon, demanding the vehicle again. Two men were called over to assist the housekeeper, and Riley fired shots towards them with his handgun. Riley was located in Willits earlier this week, according to the Ukiah Daily Journal, and he was subsequently booked into jail.
The sheriff's office is investigating a vehicle burglary at a popular swimming spot near Willow Creek on Wednesday afternoon, an area known as the Devil's Elbow. Deputies were called to the scene after a reporting party found a window in their car had been smashed and the car burglarized. The victim said that they saw the thief run into heavy brush, and despite a search of the area, the suspect remains at large. Some of the items taken from the car were recovered. It was on Wednesday night at about 8:45 that deputies responded to a report of a gunshot victim who was walking around the Alder Point area. Deputies were unable to locate the female victim in Alder Point, but later located her at Gerald Phelps Hospital. The victim had suffered a wound to her arm and hand from an unknown projectile, and it's been determined she was shot in Trinity County near Wool Mountain. Now the Trinity County Sheriff's Office is investigating the incident. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Supervisor Rex Bone will head to Long Beach this weekend for the annual National Association of Counties Conference. Bone, who also serves on the board of the Rural County Representatives of California, said that the state and national county meetings are a chance to gather ideas from other areas that can be applied at home. On Talk Shop, Bone pointed to homelessness, addiction, and health care as issues that need to be addressed locally, and there may be some strategies used elsewhere that will be effective here.
Homeless, the opioid, and the methamphetamine problem. I mean, things like that that can put another tool in the belt of our law enforcement and DHHS workers, you know, that are trying to help these people. Because the biggest problem is a lot of these people that get off addiction, is if anybody's been, you know, addicted to something, you get off the addiction, you get doing well, you get doing everything else and think, a little bit won't hurt.
Another area of concern is economic development, and Bone sees some positives. The expansion of digital technology and broadband in the county, as well as the change in the town of Scotia from company town to self-governed city.
As we get redundant broadband up here, we're looking at, you know, we're seeing that people can come up here and do their businesses as cheap as they can in the Bay Area. I mean, I went to an open house week before last in the town of Scotia. There's going to be 270 homes sold down there. They've already sold 10, I believe, are in escrow. They're beautiful starter homes made out of redwood.
You can listen to Rex Bone Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.